It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Happy Friday. Let's get into the tea. Well, this Sunday, the Academy Awards are going down, and Billy Crystal making some comments over on Jimmy Kimmel about no host again this year.
This year is another no host show.
No host, yeah.
Which is like having a trial without witnesses. It moves faster, but it's not quite the result that you want. You know. Oh, things are going to happen. The problem with the no host thing, perhaps, is that there's not somebody out there to capitalize on that moment like you had when the wrong Best Picture was
nominated. That's right.
So what do you guys think? Host, no host? What do you prefer?
Oh, people need to quit being butthurt. We should have a good host.
Yeah.
We need good, funny hosts that are going to poke fun at things and... I don't know. I don't understand why people want to not have a host.
I like a host. I really enjoy that, as long as they're good. They're the 92nd Annual Academy Awards happening, 1917, in the running for Best Picture, taking on Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite, Marriage Story, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, The Irishman, and Ford versus Ferrari.
I've only seen two of those, The Irishman and I saw 1917.
Of the two, what do you think's going to take it?
Out of those two... I think 1917, but I didn't like 1917. I know I'm a terrible person for saying that, but the cinematography was cool.
Shall see. I just, of course, love the fashion, so we'll have your complete wrap-up on Monday after the Oscars. Well, Jay-Z talking about the last conversation he had with Kobe Bryant.
One of the last things he said to me was, "You gotta see Gianna play basketball." And that was one of the most hurtful things, because he was so proud. And the look on his face was like, I looked at him and said, "Oh, she's going to be the best female basketball player in the world." He had this, he was just so proud of what he said. So that's really a tough one.
Aw, it absolutely is. It's hard when you lose someone that you love and you think of the last conversation you had or the last words.
Or you didn't have, because you're like, I never got to talk to my dad. I said, "Hey, I'll call you back."
Yeah.
And he passed away that night. So you're right. It's definitely a tough one.
Great reminder just to call the ones you love. Don't text. Pick up the phone and talk to them. This weekend in theater, finally the wait is over. Birds of Prey.
All your noise and bluster, you're just a silly little girl with no one around to protect her.
Whoa, wait.
What?
Don't kill me.
All right.
No, seriously. Romy. Come on, there's going to be something we can figure out. Hey. Wait, what? You lost something, right? You lost something, I heard you say it. A diamond. I can help you find it. I know the East End better than anybody. You want this diamond back? I'm your gal.
I want to see that. I love Margot Robbie. I think she's going to kill it, obviously, again as Harley Quinn. So probably won't make it to the theater to see that one. But
you're like, wait till it comes at home. Yeah, I get you on that. That makes sense.
Absolutely. And lastly here, Cardi B says, "Hey, I did not stiff strippers during the Super Bowl."
People throw money when they hear a song that they really like or when the stripper is entertaining. Now, I was throwing money at songs that I know and that I like. If I don't know a song, I'm not throwing money to it. The only way I'm going to throw money if I see the stripper shaking her ass and it's entertaining me. Y'all wasn't entertaining. Y'all ain't made want to throw money. I felt like I was obligated to throw money and everybody felt obligated to throw money. But it felt at one point, it felt like didn't really wanted to throw money because y'all wasn't entertaining. Y'all was standing there like a concert. Man, you gotta shake your ass.
So she's taking on the strippers of Miami.
Okay, I was like, if Cardi B doesn't know a song, like, what song would it be that you're listening to? I feel like she knows every stripper playlist, like, anthem.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
If you like sports, well, guess what? We have something just for you. Liv the Web Girl, what's coming up with Liv's Sports Minute?
NBA trade deadline was yesterday. Also, Kansas City Chiefs are living it up after the Super Bowl, and a huge rivalry anniversary is coming up on this Saturday.
Less than 10 minutes from now, we'll get into Liv's Sports Minute here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.